This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
One of the most powerful things you can do to grow your agency, to land more clients, is to find opportunities to speak in your niche, in your industry. So if you're excited about learning ideas and strategies on how to get more speaking opportunities so you can land more clients, you're going to want to watch this video. When it comes to growing your agency, there's lots of different things. In other videos, I talk about cold outreach and marketed lead generation and inbound marketing, all the different things you can do to land clients to grow your agency. But there's one strategy that we've found has the highest leverage, will give you the most authority, and that's speaking. And that's either speaking at industry events and conferences, it's speaking on webinars, it's being featured on podcasts within your industry. There's one thing I know to be true, and that's stage time is money time. Anytime you get the opportunity to get out in front of your ideal customers, your ideal clients, that's an opportunity that's going to have a ripple effect in terms of your growth, your revenue, and your profitability. And so let that mantra sink in with you. If you're not currently seeking speaking opportunities, if you're not sharpening your presentation skills, you're leaving money on the table. So there's a strategy that I teach our seven-figure agency members that's called the client attraction method, which is all around how do we get clients to come to us pre-positioned to buy. Right? It talks about authority, it talks about your funnel, and it talks about your flow. But again, one of the top strategies that you can leverage for authority is publishing a book, like The Complete Guide to Internet Marketing for Your Niche. That's powerful. And then speaking. Everybody looks at someone and thinks of them as the expert in any one of two cases. They're the published author, right? Because the author is typically an expert. And the other one is the person at the front of the stage, the person that's leading the webinar, the person that's putting out the content by default is an expert. And the more you can increase your authority, the more clients will come to you pre-positioned to buy, the more they'll be willing to pay a premium price and not worry because you've got the authority and they can have confidence that you're able to deliver the goods. And so we all know speaking pays dividends. So, you know, I'm always looking for opportunities to speak at industry events and industry conferences. And so we work within the plumbing and HVAC space within our industry. And there are national associations, there are subgroups, there's masterminds that are getting together across the country. And I had the opportunity to speak at one of the top organizations called CEO Warrior and talk about the accelerated growth model for plumbing and HVAC contractors. And that speaking opportunity, of course, leads to more authority, it leads to clients coming to see us at the booth, it leads to new client growth. And so I want you to think in that particular vein. You're looking for the events and association meetings that are happening within your industry that you can speak at, that you can be present at, so that you can build that authority. Now, I'm not the only one that speaks at industry events and conferences, right? We've had a lot of our members that have gone to multiple seven figures, some of the titans in our industry, really get active with their speaking. And so this is an example. This is April Edwards. She runs an amazing agency serving deck and fence companies. And you might think, you know, is there a conference for that? Is there an industry association for it? There absolutely is. And here was a post she said, first geeking big, I'll be speaking at the Deck Expo this November, right? Which is fantastic, right? And of course that leads to authority. This is Will Hank, and he works with window and door companies, right? Window and door companies, pretty specific niche. And you might think there's not a lot of opportunities for that, but here he is speaking in a big conference in that particular industry. Here's Danny Barrera, Concrete Marketing Crew. He's built a great multiple seven-figure agency serving the decorative concrete companies of America. He's going on stage, right? This is one of his first speaking opportunities in the space that led to massive breakthrough and growth within his agency. This is Brian Stearman, got my first client before the conference even began. He was out at a conference, he had a speaking opportunity. He works in landscaping and lawn maintenance companies. And because he was the speaker, someone looked at him and said, this guy must be the expert, came up, saw him, and signed up before his presentation even happened. This is Jeremy Fuller, who works with Home Health Organization, speaking at a big event and conference. Chris Rodriguez from GrowPro Agency runs an amazing agency working with dojos. You can see her out at a three-day conference speaking on stage. And so this is one of the key plays you can leverage in your digital marketing agency to position yourself, to grow your agency, to get clients to come to you pre-positioned to buy. And so I want to kind of walk you through how to think through these opportunities, how to find these types of opportunities. Because it's not as easy as sending an email and, hey, I'd like to speak at your thing, right? There's research that goes into it. There's positioning that goes into it. And it takes a little bit of time. And so this is the model I teach our members. It's research, assess, and outreach. So first we want to research, what are the events that are happening? What are the conferences that you might want to plug into? And then get those contact details. Get that onto a spreadsheet. Do your due diligence, or get a VA to do your due diligence, or use ChatGPT to help you flesh out a list of the industry events and conferences and masterminds within your space. This you should have regardless if you're speaking or not. You should have that list so that you can find out if you can attend, so you can find out if you can put out a booth, and ultimately so that you can figure out who runs this event. Are they looking for education providers? Is there an opportunity for me to plant a seed, to develop a relationship, to inevitably at some point get the opportunity to speak and maybe continuously speak at their conference? From there, we want to put together our assets, right? You can't ask for an opportunity to speak until you've got the right assets. So what are the assets? Well, you definitely want to have your topics in your hook, right? You want to be able to say, hey, I'd love to come speak at the National Roofing Conference because, you know, I've got this great idea called, you know, the best known roofer. And this is Jim Aline and Roofer Marketers hook. Like his big hook was we're going to show the industry how to become the best known roofer in their area. Figure out the topics and come up with five or six potential topics that you could share at the industry event, at the industry conference that would gather the attention of the attendees. Because the people putting on those events, they want people to show up, right? They need people to show up. And it's sexy speakers and sexy topics that get people to come. And so if you're putting yourself out there and you've got a great topic with an interesting and compelling hook, you're more likely to get that opportunity. Now, the other assets, you want to have a bio. It's like, hey, here's who I am, here's what I do, here's my background, and a nice headshot. They're going to ask for that. I think you want to create a speaker sheet, which we give our members a little speaker sheet template that's got a picture. It's like their background, the different sessions they can do, like the introduction that somebody would read out. Have that so that you can hand it to the potential organizer and make it really easy. And then from there, you're prepared to do some outreach, right? Connect with those speakers. Send them an email. Connect with them on social media. If it's like a coach that's running a mastermind and they've got a book, buy their book, subscribe to their podcast, comment on their stuff. You want to connect with them, and then you want to start to outreach. Hey, just want to connect. I see you've got this conference coming up. It looks amazing. Would love to connect with you to see how I can support, right? And develop those relationships. Make a couple calls. Send a couple DMs. Also recognize, you know, you're not going to enter a niche blue and get invited to come speak, right? Usually this takes a little bit of time, right? So maybe you join the National Association and you start off by exhibiting at one of their events, and you start to get to know who those contacts are. You add that to the spreadsheet. You start to figure out what type of educational content they're looking for. And it might take you exhibiting 2, 3, 4 times before these people have enough confidence, enough trust in you to say, hey, we would like to have you present a topic to potentially speak at our next event, right? And just keep in touch with those people. Make those communications. Come at them with cool hooks and be prepared when the opportunity does present itself to add a ton of value, right? When you do get the opportunity, be prepared to have good communication skills, great value-added content with a clear value to the users and to the listeners. And recognize, when I say, you know, speaking at other events and conferences, I do mean, you know, predominantly we want to speak at the event. We want to speak at the conference, but there's lots of other stages, right? There's other people have podcasts, people have events like we're talking about. There's also webinars. So You can get in front of a lot of your ideal customers by being featured on podcasts. And so reach out to those podcast hosts, add value to them, invite them on your podcast, and there's opportunities to speak there. And then maybe doing a webinar is a good baby step, right? Maybe we're not ready for the big conference yet, but we can do a webinar for their group, right? So don't just think about the events and the conferences. Also think about the podcasts and the webinars that are happening within your industry. Hope this is helpful. My goal is to provide tactical strategies that you can implement to position yourself, to grow your agency, and to continue to elevate your game. If you got value, hit the like button, drop a comment in the comments here. If you happen to be listening to this on a podcast and you enjoy what we're doing, please take a minute and post a review for the podcast. On Apple, ideally, is kind of like the place I would love to get more reviews. If you'd like more ideas and insights on how to grow and scale your agency, I've got a great training called the 7-Figure Agency Roadmap Implementation Program. It takes you through our model to grow and scale your agency to 7 figures and multiple 7 figures and beyond. You can access that by going to 7figureagency.com/roadmap. It's completely free. 7figureagency.com/roadmap. Thanks so much for watching or listening today. Be sure to subscribe. Be sure to hit the notifications bell so that you get notified as new videos are posted. And I cannot wait to celebrate your wins when you get the opportunity to get on the stage, because stage time is money time.